what I like about this is essentially it your family's background, beginning with your grandparents and what you might know about them and what you might remember about them.
My mother's mother was born in Baltimore, Maryland. She was, I believe, the first child of their family to be born in the United States. Her family was German. Her father was a sea captain, or fly back and forth between Germany and Baltimore. And sometimes his wife, my great-grandmother, came with him. Some of the children were born on the ocean, as I understand it. And my grandma was born in Baltimore. My grandfather was born in Maryland, too, but I don't know what his background was. Her name was Heiner, his name was Brown. They were both German background. And my father was an adopted child, so we don't really know what he was raised as a Scot-Irish, you know, that's what his adopted parents were.
How old was he when he was adopted?
Oh, I think 6 months.
Oh.
He didn't know he was adopted until he was grown, and so he was, you know, he thought he was a child. He had a sad, I thought a tragic, sad experience, at least not tragic, but sad, when he had brothers and sisters who were not adopted, one met him on the street one day in a little tiny town and said, "Oh, you must be, you know, my brother." That was the first he had any idea, so he was really, you know, really sorry about that.
Mm.
He was really broken up about that. So, sometimes when I think, you know, the modern way is to tell children right away they're adopted, and I'm not sure that's a very good idea either.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about my dad's experience.
Did he, after that experience, establish contact with that?
Yes, family? He did, with that family,
uh-huh.
But I'm not sure, but very, not as a brother, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, you know, I was really unaware of them when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my older sister and brother did know them, but we broke away from it. So, let's see.
What were your parents' backgrounds like then?
They both were from a tiny town close together in Pennsylvania. My mother had a brother and a sister. She was the youngest child. My uncle was the oldest, and my mother, and then my aunt, and then my mother. But my uncle died when he was 14 of typhoid fever, and my aunt when she was 24. So I never knew either, didn't know either one of them.
Mm.
And my grandfather was dead before I knew, before I was aware of what was going on. So I didn't know my maternal grandfather at all, and just vaguely my paternal grandfather. I was probably 4 when he died, 5, something like that.
Mm.
So, and then my paternal grandmother, my maternal grandmother and grandfather, my grandfather was a carpenter, cabinet maker actually. Did his work out of his house. He had a shop right on his premise, you know, on his ability. And I remember Grandma, but she was died. I don't know. I must have been. I don't know. I guess I was. We came out here when I was a teenager, so I don't really. I mean, mother said. Mother grew up, though, with mother's dad was a peace officer, and similar to a, I mean, he was a constable, was similar to a policeman. And he died when she was young. So she worked, she went to work, and that was her background. She had
did her mother work, or did your mother basically
work at family? Actually, mother and Aunt Maggie both worked in a hotel. They were waitresses in the hotel in town. And they basically supported Grandma until later. And Grandma got some kind of work, I don't know what. But after Mother married, or not, after Mother married, then she got some kind of work.
How much education did your mother have then?
My mother didn't graduate from high school. She had, in those days, they had 13 grades, which mm-hmm. She went through 12 grades.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was similar to our kindergarten through 11 or what, but she was in school 12 years. And mm-hmm. she had to quit. When Grandpa died, she had to quit and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way it was, yeah. She had to quit and go to work. But my aunt was older and was already working in the hotel.
So. And what about your father and his
education? He went only through 8th grade, or the 9th grade, I suppose it was. The little school, 8th or 9th grade, the little school, because he went to work. He went to work for Pennsylvania Railway.
Mm-hmm. And was that, did he have to work to support the family?
Well, he didn't. I think they just thought it was, they just didn't value education. I think mm-hmm. that was more it. And he wanted to be independent, and, you know, he wanted a car, whatever it was that he wanted in those days.
So he was really just a pretty young teenager when he...
Yeah, 16 he went to work. That was long before there were any child labor laws. And he was, he had worked around, you know, I don't know, doing what, you know, kinds of things he might have been doing to help people out. He lived out in the country, close to town, but in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he did various kinds of things that the young kids do. And then he went to work at the Pennsylvania Railroad at 16.
And what was he doing?
I don't know what he did then.
Now, how did they meet, you know, in college,
you know? I think they just sort of met. The dad was sort of out of town in one direction and mother in another. And I think they met at, I don't know if I ever did know, to tell you. Mm-hmm. In the little town anyway, in Aldersburg.
Mm-hmm. But the town was sufficiently small that people would know each other
in
the region?
I think that not everybody did. You know, it was probably 20,000 persons mm-hmm. in those days, maybe 16,000. Mm-hmm. More, everyone didn't know everybody, particularly not from the outlying regions, but they might have, it seems unlikely that my mother would have been at a dance when I scored it, so I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dad came into the, I haven't thought about that for a long time. I'm sure I must have known at
mm-hmm.
one time.
When you say it seems unlikely, what does that mean? That she would have gone to dances, would it?
Well, it doesn't seem like something my mother would ever have done.
She
was quite straight-laced.
Oh, well, and that her own mother was very strict.
Oh, her own mother would have done that, yeah. They were very straight-laced people.
Now, how old were each of them when they married then?
Mother was 20 and Dad was 21.
Mm-hmm. And at the time, she was still working in the...
Yes, she was.
And he was still with the railroad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when was your first child born?
Soon after, let's say, less than 9 months, I think.
Hmm. Was that ever talked about or acknowledged?
No. I think I decided that's what happened when I saw their wedding certificate, you know, and I could see that obviously they changed the year. You know, they left the August or whatever it was, you know, but changed the year, and you know, ink is not that easy to eradicate. And you know, I was a little—I don't know, 9 or 10, I guess, maybe 11, 12—and I thought, "Good Lord," you know. And by then, of course, I knew enough about life to know that what had probably happened. And then later on, I'm sure we discussed it when.
But you don't recall discussing it?
No, I don't. I'm not sure that I even did. It might have been only with my older sister,
uh-huh.
you know, because you know it was just. You know, I didn't want to hurt mother's feelings.
Do you recall what your reaction was? Was it shock?
Yeah, yeah. Disbelief. You know, there just had somehow to be some other explanation.
Not my mother.
You know, not my mother. You mean they did it 4 times? Yeah. Because, you know, the mother talked a lot more straight-laced than she really was, I think, like as many women in those days did. Well, I mean, in those days.
Now, did he quit working after he married?
Yeah.
And then Dad
contributed. Their first child was Margaret,
mm-hmm.
who's still living in Pennsylvania, lives maybe 20 miles from where she was born and has never lived anywhere further away than that. And you want to know about Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
She married at 16. And is still married to the same man 53 years later. And they had 10 children altogether. And the oldest, Virginia Lee, died when she was 10 and a half of peritonitis. That was before we had penicillin and sulfa. And Shirley, their next daughter, was born 2 years later. Virginia Lee was born over a year after they were married. So, they ran away and got married, of course, much to my parents' chagrin. You know, 16, my sister was 16, and my parents had a fit.
What do you think it was unusual for your family for her to have had 10 children?
Oh, yes. We're not Catholics. There was no religious reason for it at all. You know, nobody can really understand it. And not because they just adored and loved children and wanted a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I never could understand it really.
And then, which was the next child?
Shirley, who now lives in Pennsylvania, very close to her mother, and has had 3 children of her own, is a registered nurse. Then after that, then when Shirley was 5...
Oh, this is your sister's children.
My sister's children, yeah. Yeah. And then when Shirley was 5, my dad died. I don't know. Then Peg and Nick had 3 children 18 months apart. And then I don't remember right now. I could figure it out, but I don't think it's important. But
no,
they had a lot more.
We can talk more about your
family
later to see how your life made a difference in
this. Yeah.
And who was the second child born in your family?
My brother. Bud Harrison, who was died at age 56 of pneumonia and probably alcoholism. Had a lot to do with it.
Now, what was the age difference between...
They were 2 years apart.
And then you were the third.
Yeah, I was the third, and it was 7 years later.
And was your father still working on the railroad this whole time?
Oh, yeah. He worked early dying.
And do you recall what it was that he was doing at that point? About the time you were born?
Oh, about the time I was born, he was... I think he was on the wreck crew. Do you know, have any idea what that would be? He worked in the shops, you know, like in the car shops. Altoona has big car shops, and so did Hollidaysburg in those days. That's where they manufacture the various kinds of cars, not locomotives, but the cars. And there are lots of things to do in a railroad. Besides, that was what he basically did most of the time that he worked for the railroad. But he also did things like work on the wreck crew, which means that when there are train wrecks, they're called out and they go out and do whatever it is that needs to be done. You know, for instance, get the car back on the track ups, you know, that kind of thing. So I think that's what the sort of thing he was doing when I was born.
Was he in the union, you know?
No, he was not. It was during... I think it was about when I was born, it was right around somewhere within 5 years of my birth that I believe that the unions tried to come in, or maybe did, in fact, come in. But my father was very much a company man and thought the unions were, you know, of the devil. Not that really, but he thought they were really something terrible coming in there. You know, he thought that, Dad thought that, you know, the company was, you know, just being good to him to give him a paycheck all the time, despite the fact that he worked. they tell me 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What company did he work for?
Pennsylvania Railroad.
And then where were you born exactly?
In Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, so it was in the same town?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the same town where the home was.
And what year were you born?
1919.
Now, do you recall... the house or the housing that you lived in?
Yeah, when I was born. Yes, it was a house that Mother and Dad had built. Dad had helped a lot, too. And his father was a cabinet maker and a carpenter, so he had learned a lot. So he did, you know, quite a bit of the building. But it was in fact, I have pictures of it. When I went back to Pennsylvania 3 years ago, I got pictures of all the houses I lived in. There was a two-story... four-bedroom, I think. Two-story, four-bedroom house. You know, they're all two-story back there, virtually all. a brick, red brick. And it was, I don't remember much about that because we moved then to another house out of town in a place called Brooks Mills, or maybe 4 or 5 miles out of town, with more land, you know, oh. more land.
How old were you when
I think I was, probably 4 when we moved
so
out
before
there.
Before you would have started school then?
Yes, before. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So even in this other house, each of you would have had your own room, it sounds like.
Grandma lived with us, so Bud would have had one, and Grandma another, and Mother and Dad another, so I imagine that I bunked in with Peg, I'm not sure, mm-hmm. Probably, heaven knows, until my little smaller sister was born, I probably stayed with, slept in the same room as my parents, mm-hmm. I don't know,
and
I don't remember.
So during those early years, your maternal grandmother, though, was living with
yes,
you?
Yes, she was.
Uh-huh. Do you recall anything about your childhood years at that first house? The kinds of games you would play, the friends you had, what your relationships were like to your other siblings? Do you recall anything about those years?
I remember especially occasionally the kids would play with me, but not very often. And I remember that I always wanted them to read to me. And my sister would read the funnies to me, and then she didn't want to be bothered, you know, so she said, well, you know, look at it, and I said, well, I can't read, and she said, well, look, I'm reading, you know, she was trying, I remember, isn't that funny that an incident like that was sick money, and she was trying to deceive me into thinking I was reading if I just looked at it, but I knew I wasn't reading because I couldn't tell what I said. Sure, I'd sit around reading. Sure enough, she'd sit around reading for the hour. And I don't remember much about my brother. My aunt by then had died, and her child, Dottie, who lived with us off and on, she's the same age as my brother, just a couple months younger than my brother. So they were more a pair, and I remember them more as a pair, and my sister is older.
I know it's hard to recall too much before 5. You don't recall too much about your childhood years in that.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember much about that.
And then you said when you were 4, so you moved.
About 4, we moved out to a larger house out in the countryside around there. It was quite a bit larger. I think four. 5 bedrooms and a sun porch. I remember that very well. That Mother used for us. So, and upstairs, it's called a sun porch with glass the whole way around. That Mother used for a sewing room. And then it also had a third floor that was finished. It had, I think, 2 big rooms up there. I didn't go up there very often. But each of the I do remember that, Grandma had a room, and Peg had one, Bud had one, and Mother and Dad had one. But I remember that I slept with either one of my two siblings in their rooms. And it was a game with them to see which, you know, to get me to stay with the other one. I keep remembering that, so I know it must have had some effect on me.
But you had no room of your own.
That's
you
right.
Had no sense of being in one or the other.
No, right.
Do you recall, for instance, where your own toys, your own clothes were kept then?
No, I don't. I have no recollection where they were kept. We had the smaller room was a playroom, which I very seldom went into. I played mostly out on the sunroom where Mother, you know, or wherever. I used to hang around Mother a lot when I was a kid. Occasionally, if I see that my little sister lived in a crib in Mother and Dad's room out there, I think for quite a long time. As long as we lived there, as far as I know.
How much younger are you?
She's almost 3 years younger.
Mm-hmm. And was she the last of the children?
Yeah.
Now, what do you call, in terms of play in your activities during those years? In
I really don't recall any play at all. I just don't remember any play. I don't remember what I did to play at all.
Were you a physically active child?
No, I was, they thought weak. You know, I was ill a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was not permitted to be physically active.
Mm.
Because the other kids are out playing in the water, you know, I might get to play for 2 minutes and then mother make a big fuss. Mm. You know, I got to my adolescent or pre-adolescent period determined, you know, to be stronger and healthier than anybody else in the world because I was so sick of that.
Mm. What, do you remember being sickly or just the
asthma? Oh, I think, well, I had croup and asthma and that sort of thing, so... which I believe are emotional illnesses. I mean, it's my belief that mostly my illness was due to, you know, just emotions.
Were you an unhappy child or distressed?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think I was.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of laughter and, you know, feeling of belonging or anything like that. It always seemed to me always, I see myself. Mm-hmm. It's probably sort of standing back and observing them. They all seem very different to me. From me.
In what way?
It's hard to say. They just seem different to me.
But you said you were close to your mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Do you recall the sorts of things the family used to do together?
Well, let's see. We used to go for rides in a car. That Sunday rides were a big thing with us. And not when we lived out there, I don't believe. But we did have picnics and things like that. You know, we'd all pile in the car and go for a picnic with huge quantities of food and that sort of thing. And we had friends who lived in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we used to go, as long as I can remember, we went back and forth to Harrisburg. On their vacation, they came to see us, and on ours, we went to see them. And that was a lot of fun.
Did they have children?
Yeah, their children were, Mary Thelma was a year older than I, and Vivian a year older than my sister.
Mm.
So we had, actually, we had a lot of fun with them. And then my sister, my cousin Dottie, would come out a lot. She lived with her father and stepmother by then.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was always, she used to come out and play. That was fun.
Now, what about neighborhood friends? Did you have neighborhood childhood friends?
Yes, but not, we didn't play together very much. Mother was very overly protective, I think.
Of just you or of all the children?
I don't know. When the other kids were growing, when they were growing to, 6th or 7th grade in their childhood, we lived in town where I was born and where the neighbors were close, and I'm sure they went out and played on the street and roller skated and did all sorts of things like that. I know they had neighborhood friends.
Mm.
But it was a little more difficult not where we lived. It was farther. The properties were bigger and the you know, the only neighbor kids were farther away, but you know, not terribly far away. And I'm sure when we went back to see it wasn't nearly as far as I thought it was.
How close would the nearest neighbor be?
Probably 200 feet,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 200 feet, maybe 300 feet.
Now, do you recall your starting school?
Yeah, I do.
Can you describe that?
Sheer trauma. because I was in so much with my mother and not doing anything else. I really hated it. Mother taught me to read and write and do arithmetic before I went to school. So, you know, it was all seemed very foolish to me to be sitting there doing what we had to do. Frankly, I was just scared of the kids.
Mm.
I was scared of the teacher. Afraid to go to the bathroom. I remember, you know, dreadful things like having to go to the bathroom, being afraid to ask, and then going into the boys and by mistake, you know. Horrible situations like that. So I didn't go very often. You know, every week I had a day. I could choose whatever day I wanted to stay home. For instance, I never went more than 4 days, and lots of times I didn't go even nearly that much.
Yeah, and this was an agreement you had with your mother then?
Mm-hmm.
And how did the school react to that?
Well, they didn't care because I was so far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it, in first, you know, it was a little country school, and
mm-hmm.
the first three grades, I think, were in one room.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do the third grade work, so there was really not much point in my being there anyway, except to get over, you know, what. I mean, I learned long division when she taught it, when I was in the first grade, because I already knew adding and subtracting. And that's right, I didn't know long division, but I did know. So, you know, I was a very bright little girl,
mm-hmm.
and caught on very fast when she was teaching the other kids.
What would you do then when you stayed home? Was reading an important activity for
Very
you?
Important, yeah.
Do you recall what sort of books you read?
I don't recall what sort of books I read at that age now. But I did read a lot, and I did, you know, figures as I thought of them.
Mm.
You know, mother would give me things to do, of course. I didn't just sit around. So I really enjoyed learning at home better than school.
Mm. Was she systematic about it?
I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really know, but anyway, I know I learned.
Was there much reading material in the house? Did she read a great deal?
Yes, but not at... she read magazines more than books, I think. I don't recall what we had. What
mm-hmm.
I know my father didn't read. I mean, he could read, but he did not read.
Mm-hmm.
I really just hated school. In that particular, I went there 1 year. Second grade we moved in, back into town.
What precipitated that move?
We were building a different, a new house in Hollidaysburg. And the one out in the country sold before the other one was ready, so we moved into a rented house until the new place was ready. So in my second grade, I think I started a few weeks at country school, and then we went into town, and I went to one school, and then I switched to another school, the one that I stayed in there for a while.
And this was a larger...
This was a smaller house than the one out in the country.
Hmm.
We didn't... I don't know. it was smaller, but... They did things mother wanted, you know. They helped, did more helping to design it. So it was, it had two stories, and it had a garage under the house, and it was a house on a hill, and they were just, they had some things that they thought were kind of spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved in there.
What was your father's income like?
I don't know what it was like. It must have been, I had the impression that we were very poor. But looking at the houses, you know, we couldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
Because we couldn't have had the houses. I mean, people who were poor didn't have the kind of houses, as my sister pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But my parents were, you know, of course, they were supporting a lot of people on what they had made, too. But